You're listening to Radio Cognovia. This is Diego, and joining me in the studio tonight are Michaela and Chris. Now, I've just spoken with Michaela about her research and her presentation tonight at CogJam, and now let's turn to Chris. Now, Chris, tonight's topic for your presentation was about inattentional blindness. Can you say a little bit and recap for our audience about what you had done tonight?
Sure, Diego. So the experiment I presented was a classic experiment from cognitive science. Basically, the task for participants was to observe a basketball game and count the number of passes. And while they were busy with this task, a huge gorilla was basically walking through the scene.
Right.
And previous studies showed that on average 50% of participants completely miss the gorilla, which tells us a lot about attentional mechanisms, and it tells us specifically that our attention is quite limited and task-specific.
Now, you have brought with you an auditory version of the test, is that right?
Exactly. Interestingly, this phenomenon is not just observable in the visual domain, but also in the auditory domain, and it's called the auditory gorilla, and I prepared a little audio file which we can play now, if that's all right.
That would be great. So for the listeners out there, I am told that this audio excerpt is best heard using a pair of headphones. So if you have a pair of headphones handy, you know, put them on right now. And let's hear the auditory gorilla.
Cool.
Hello, and welcome to the experiment. This is a test of auditory awareness. The sounds that you're about to hear have been recorded in a special way to make them sound amazingly realistic, almost as if they were in the same room as you. The technique which was used is termed binaural recording. Therefore, it is essential that you listen to this recording on headphones in order to experience the binaural effect. In a moment, you will hear some people preparing for a party. Your task is to listen carefully to what the women are saying and try not to be distracted by what the men are saying. Afterwards, you will be asked a couple of questions about what you heard, so do try to listen carefully.
Hey! Oh, hi, Jackie! Hi, Charlie!
Hi, Jackie! Hi, Charlie!
Oh, hi, Charlie!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd know that.
Yeah, not too bad.
They didn't have it in red, so you have to get it in blue.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
You were listening to the women preparing for the party, but did you hear anything unusual that didn't fit the scene? More to the point, did you notice the man who walked through the room saying, "I'm a gorilla"? Let's listen again, but this time pay attention to what the men are saying.
Hey! Oh, hi, Jackie! Hi, Charlie!
Hi, Jackie! Hi, Charlie!
Oh, hi, Charlie! Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think you'd know that, actually.
Yeah, not too bad.
They didn't have it in red, so you have to get it in blue.
Yeah.
But it looks nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sophie. I think she, when's she coming out? She's coming out at 4, so we've had a little bit of, we have got wrapping paper. Yeah, we've got wrapping paper. What colour do you think? We've got silver in this.
There's some cups over here, so I'll come over and give you a hand.
Okay, we'll go with the silver. Cups and tape.
So tell you what, I need the
Excellent. Beautiful.
This experiment has been published by Polly Dalton and Nick Frankel in 2012 in the journal Cognition under the title Gorillas We Have Missed: Sustained Inattentional Deafness for Dynamic Events. The ability to focus on some things at the expense of others is crucial for functioning in a complicated world. But studies show that there can be a downside to this focus. Too much attention to one thing may make us seemingly blind or deaf to other stimuli in the environment.
Now, Chris, this is a really interesting finding. Our attention, our ability to focus, allows us to function in the world, but can also makes us blind visually or, you know, auditorily, to other phenomena. What do you think are strategies we can adopt in order to avoid these disadvantages?
I think there is not much freedom for strategies there is not much you can do about that, because our cognitive system is actually by nature designed in such a way that it's not able to deal with the complexity of reality. So basically, we are constantly bombarded by stimuli, and we have to pick a specific subset of that complex data set in order to make any sense out of reality. Otherwise, there would be cognitive overload. The question is, what do you pay attention to? So you can choose wisely what you want to, basically, where you put your focus on and what to neglect.
Very thought-provoking ideas, Chris. Speaking of choosing, I believe you have chosen a song for us tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a techno track, so it's called Positive Education by Slam. This is a group from Glasgow, and they make quite fancy music, so enjoy.
That's wonderful. Now, before we play the track, I'd like to thank Chris and Michaela for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you also.
Thank you very much,
You're Diego. Listening to Radio Cognovia. This is Diego, and here is Positive Education.
Positive Education. We'll be right back.
Thank you.